Yes, sir. What can I get you?
Oh, a brandy, please. A large one.
Are you okay?
Not really. I've just spent 9 days in a cupboard.
9 days in a cupboard?
Yes, I thought I'd never get out.
Oh, don't tell me. You were kidnapped.
No, no. My girlfriend's husband came home early.
And
he stayed in bed for a week with the flu.
Chris Emmett with Peter Moss and the Hudliners.
Thank you very much indeed, folks, and welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for the news what Diana did for Sophie Rhys-Jones. And, of course, last weekend we all lost an hour's sleep, didn't we, eh? Trying to remember how many meat pies we ate in 1989. And this week, the Inland Revenue are sending out the first of the new self-assessment tax returns. Yeah, apparently they're based on an original idea by Ken Dodd, you know. Good news for Derek Lewis, eh? The former head of the prison service. He's getting 125,000 quid compensation for being sacked. Bad news is it's being delivered by Group 4. Turning to important news now, a new male contraceptive has been developed, you know. Yes, you take it the morning after and it changes your blood group. I like, you see? I read that a hospital trust planned to sack nurses and rehire them at a lower rate of pay. But they ran into a snag, you know. There was no lower rate of pay. Still with a hard up, I see Fergie's finally revealed how she managed to get so fit and so slim. Every morning she goes for a jog round Prince Andrew, you know. Meanwhile, I see the Queen Mother's surgeon wants a sex change. Yes. So instead of gaining a knighthood, he'll be losing a manhood, really. And I see Cardiff's traffic wardens are being fitted with body armour to protect them from knife and gun attacks. You can still run them over, though. Turning away from sport now, I see... There's one in there somewhere, folks. I see the BBC has agreed to tone down the use of bad language in its programmes. If you ask me, about bloody time and all. Bad news this week for panto lovers, though. They're rewriting Jack and the Beanstalk. So next Christmas, instead of selling his cow, he'll be claiming compensation from the government. According to the Super Slingaway Sun, Michael Barrymore has been doing badly with the ratings. Never mind, he's still popular with all the other sailors, you know. What about that lottery winner who spent 3,000 quid of her prize money on increasing the size of her bust from 36A to 36DD? She says it's improved her sex life no end, but it does get a bit uncomfortable on rollover weeks. More a picture gag, that, really, but there we are. In the meantime, a Wiltshire brewer has launched a bright green bitter. If you drink enough of it, you not only act like a newt, you look like one, you know. And I see that families in Bournemouth have been told it will cost twice as much to bury large people. Apparently they put up more of a fight. Last weekend, a woman gave a mugger a Chinese burn on his wrist after he tried to snatch her purse. Could have been worse. He could have been a flasher, couldn't he? But there we are. But the silliest story of the week must have been about that couple who started bonking in the back of a police van. Did you read that? They said when they heard the siren, they thought it was knocking off time. Come on, ladies, don't pass by. Get your genuine roast beef of old England here.
Oh, John, are you sure this is the only way to get rid of it all?
You know what they say about leaders, Norma. When the going gets tough, they roll their sleeves up and get stuck in.
I thought that was Vets.
Oh, Norma. Look, look, there's a Frenchie over there. Just watch this.
Look, John, that's Monsieur Chirac.
I don't care if he's the Prime Minister of France, I tell you. Johnny foreigner's no match for your wily Englishman. Leave this to me. Bonjour, Monsieur Chirac. Wantez-vous de buyer some beef?
You are joking, n'est-ce pas, Monsieur Major? I understand all you have to do is eat one mouthful and you start to behave like a gibbering imbecile.
Well, all I can say to that is it's still on the menu at the House of Commons.
I rest my case.
Smart derriere, listen. Since one of you French has been so fussy, eh? Frogs, legs, snails, goose hearts in jelly. I wouldn't feed them to my pigs.
No, just to your cows, eh? Oh, and you, my little cauliflower. Oh, I have missed you so much.
Here.
Let me kiss your hand.
Really, Mr. Chirac, you're making my gloves all wet.
A woman like you needs a man who knows what a woman is for.
We in the Conservative Party are well aware of what women are for, thank you.
Oh, of course, monsieur.
Well, someone has to scrub the Downing Street steps, don't they? Look, monsieur, I'll put all my cards on the table. If I don't sort out this beef problem, I've no chance of being re-elected next time.
And that would be such a tragedy for Britain?
Sod Britain, it'd be a tragedy for me. I've still got 27 instalments to pay off on my Hornby 00 Euro tunnel.
You could have bought the original for less.
Shut up, Norman.
But why didn't you say? Is the European community has lots of jobs to offer men of vision and experience.
Well, where does that leave my John?
Well, believe me, if we can find a job for Neil Kinnock, we can find one for anybody. And I think we have just the right one for you, mon ami.
Oh, how exciting.
You say yourselves that James Goldsmith is determined to undermine our plans for a united Europe.
As well as being a man of the utmost integrity.
With some very good lawyers.
Indeed, yes. But we believe he is part of a larger group sworn to destroy the European ideal. A powerful clique headed by your own Lady Thatcher.
Oh, don't.
And I believe your experience could make you the man to keep an eye on her.
Well, because she spent the last 5 years stabbing him in the back, I suppose.
No, my little gooseberry.
So why then?
Because he has spent the last 5 years dealing with mad cows.
Oh, no. And this week, of course, a woman who'd won the lottery blew every penny of it on a pair of silicone implants. Yes, her husband, that man in the third row with the two black eyes there. But could this habit catch on with other lottery winners? The News Headlines team inquired further. My wife went and won the lottery, gave up needlework and pottery. My legs went all limp and tottery once I saw the change in her physique.
Yes, big boobs, impervious to pain. I bought what sellers pray for, as huge as I could pay for.
Big the boobs, but will I stand the strain? She went and won again last week.
It gives one great pleasure. It is one's most pleasant duty.
Oh, God.
We are delighted.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Liz, do you have to say that each time you open something? It's only the wardrobe door, after all. What are you looking for?
We were just trying to find more of our old letters. Now some of them are going on sale.
You're selling your letters?
We must keep up with the times, be commercial. I'm just outside the castle. We've got Windsor Legoland.
And inside it, Windsor Legoverland, I see. Look here, you can't sell...
Here's some, from when we were a girl. Oh, and look, one from you, Philip.
Oh, blasted love letter, eh? Declaring my undying passion, telling you just what I saw in you.
Exactly. Listen, May 1944.
Ah, yes.
On the poop, HMS Venus.
Ah, yes. By God, you should have seen us, yes.
Dear Liz, can you lend me a fiver till payday? Love, Phil. One always felt touched by you.
What are you talking about? I never laid a finger on you.
Oh, your hands weren't always behind your back.
Happiest days of my life, though, the war. Chance to travel, meet lots of foreigners, and kill them. Shame it ever finished, you know. Though it did stop that dreadful wailing.
Oh, the air raid sirens.
No, Vera Lynn, you know. Then we started seeing more of each other. Do you remember when I took you from Windsor to London? Really exciting, eh? Thrill a minute, hoping we wouldn't be seen.
It would have saved all that bother if you'd just bought your train ticket. There were all those picnics.
Ah, never forget the one where I popped the question. 47, wasn't it?
Come along, everyone. everybody. Tuck in. There's plenty of Tizer and Spam vol-au-vents. Daddy, mind that kettle. It's very...
Oh, it's...
Poor Daddy, help him, Corfy.
Okay, at once, Princess Elizabeth. Will you come here to know your poor wee man?
Has everyone got enough to drink, Margaret?
And just another ginger beer and grape water for me.
Oh, golly. Fish her eye, Crawfy.
Oh, come out of it, I will the new.
And where's poor Daddy got to? Quick, Crawfy, after him.
Oh, dear, fuss yourself, lassie. Wish mon, get away with you.
We do love these picnics.
Chris hates them, I'll tell you that.
Who's this? Philip, you've been away for ages.
Ah, hello, peeps. Hi, English lady. You like meet nice Greek boy? We can make the big jiggy-jiggy, eh? Whoops. Oh, Liz, I'm sorry I'm late, old girl. I've just been getting tied up in Chatham.
Hey, Philip, did you get one's letters?
Oh, the ones marked on our daddy's service? Yes, yes, yes. As soon as I'd got one, I'd take it down to the ship's boiler room.
To read it in private?
To try and steam the stamps off, you know. Tell you what, Liz, why don't you and one, you know, park our toothbrushes in the same wing of the palace, you know, eh? If I get down on my knees, will you...
Give you a knighthood? Oh, one sees marriage. We must tell Daddy.
Boiling. Ah!
Daddy, Philip has just asked one to do something very thrilling.
The dirty little... Well, young fella... With the war over, I suppose you're looking for a job.
I'd rather marry your daughter, sir.
Have you got a lot in common?
Well, we both never carry money, that's for sure.
Just made a happy man very old.
Happiest day of my life, Liz, you know. Looking at these letters and what's happened to us since, eh? There's hardly anything I'd change, you know. Apart from the never-ending rows, tantrums, scrounging, and slanging matches.
You'd change, Philip. Oh, no, I see, you mean...
Exactly. It wouldn't be letters I'd be flogging off, it'd be our blasted kids.
And this week, with the new divorce bill about to come up in Parliament, we wondered just how the new law might go down with the older generation.
Young things today, they're crazy.
Yes, they are. Always running off to court.
Run, run, they go. No one works to save a marriage.
No, they don't. Folks split up without a thought.
7 kids we've raised ourselves.
Ourselves.
And things went from bad to worst.
Never think it.
Well, we'd need to marry first, wouldn't we?
We can't spoil it.
And now, the sky at night.
Good evening. Or if you're listening to the repeat, good afternoon. And if you're not listening at all, good riddance. Last night, I made the most exciting discovery. But then my mother sewed up the hole in my trouser pocket, so... Tonight, I'll have to go back to my telescope in the observatory. Our programme this month comes from a fruit farm in Germany, where a new scientific structure is being built that could revolutionise astronomy. Here to explain what it's all about is the man in charge of the whole project, Professor Votter Schlonker.
Please call me Heinrich.
Why?
Otherwise you'll be in danger of milking the joke.
What joke?
Precisely, yes. So, Chunky, you will ask the question.
Of course. This really is a most magnificent erection, Professor.
Right, thank you very much. I did it all myself, you know.
Tell me, why on a fruit farm?
Why not? Have a kumquat.
Oh, no thanks, I've just put one out.
Good.
Now, perhaps you'd like to explain something about the structure and its purpose.
Certainly, Schweinhund baby. It is being built to detect and measure gravitational waves emanating from the furthest planetary bodies in solar systems millions of light years away.
And you are in charge of this project, are you?
Jawohl. Today the world, tomorrow the universe.
It is so sensitive, I believe, it can detect the slightest movement.
The slightest movement?
For example, an insect flapping its wings in another galaxy.
Yeah, that is correct. So I won't be letting the missus near it when I'm trying to get my leg over Helga, our next door neighbour. Have a banana.
No, thank you.
He loves it.
Well, another exciting thing about this project is the British involvement. For working alongside Professor Vatostronke here...
Don't miss the joke, Dumko.
I'm sorry. Working alongside Heinrich, if I may...
Thank you.
...is eminent professor of quantum physics and astrokinetics from Glasgow University, Dr. Henna Rintz.
Another joke for the milking there.
Welcome, Dr. Rintz.
Good day to you here, and have a pineapple.
No, thank you. So, what is your involvement in this project, Doctor?
I will answer the questions... We, the master race, have built the finest stainless steel, 600-meter-long tubular arms, into which will be inserted, if you'll pardon the expression, the most perfect precision-made mirrors in the world to bounce the laser light up and down. Again, if you'll pardon the expression. The aforementioned tubes.
Well, that's all very interesting, if somewhat convoluted. But what is the British contribution to this most exciting project?
We're providing the windoline to give the mirrors a wee polish from time to time. That's my job.
Well, that really is most exciting, if a trifle sexist, though I may say so.
Oh, we've need time for all that political correct cobblers in science. Ask the crazy kraut here. Is that right, Jimmy?
Who is this, Jimmy? My name is Heinrich, you tartanbeant.
Well, there you have it.
No, not if my missus comes near the equipment while I'm leg over with a Holger trying. Have a satsuma.
No, thank you. One question remains, though. No, not is there life out there? We've been asking that since the human race began. No, the burning question is, what are the Germans going to do with all this spare fruit? We simply don't know. On our next programme, I'll be showing you how to get the best out of your 6-inch refractor and how to treat asteroids. And we've been milking that joke since the headlines began.
Yeah! Right.
Oh, and did you see that school children had to be given more Latin to make them learn more effectively? I'd have thought giving them more teachers might have been a better move, but there you go. So were standards really higher in the days when kids were taught Latin and Greek? Do we really need classics in the class? Hudline slipped into its black gown, any excuse you know, and went back to the time of Tom Brown's school days to find out. Right, boys, settle down. You, Fleshman?
Yes, sir.
Behave, or do you want to be kept behind again?
Well, that sounds rather interesting, sir.
I have to tell you, your English prep was dreadful, boy.
Why, sir? What was wrong with it?
I asked you to write an essay entitled, What I Did on My Holidays, Not Who.
Oh, stop it, please, sir. Fleshman keeps poking me in the ribs, sir. I think it's Mrs. Ruler.
But Fleshman, didn't I confiscate your ruler yesterday?
Yes, sir, you did.
Anyway, boys, I've decided the only way to improve the standard of English in this school is to drop Latin and Greek from the syllabus to make room for extra lessons.
Oh, hooray, sir. I must say I much prefer the English tongue.
There's no answer to that, is there?
Yes, indeed. We must look to our educational future.
Oh, do reconsider, sir. After all, Latin and Greek are so interesting. There are many exciting Latin words for things, believe me.
And you've learned most of them, boy.
Learned them. I've tried them,
I see. Perhaps I should test your knowledge before making my decision. Now then, a Latin phrase. Mens sana in corpore sano. Translate, Fleshman.
Mens sana in corpore sano. It means the corporal ate his sandwich in the men's sauna, sir.
Nonsense, boy. What would a corporal be doing in a men's sauna?
Oh, I can answer that one.
Yeah, all right, sir. Brown, you translate.
A healthy mind and a healthy body, sir.
Excellent. Now, for Greek, Fleshman... Give me a word you would use to describe a one-eyed giant.
I know, sir. Is it Cyclops,
well
sir?
Well done, Brown. Well done. You cleaned that joke up quite nicely. There we are. Now for the final question. What is the definite article?
I'm not sure, sir.
Really, Brown? You disappoint me.
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm sure Matron could tell you what it is.
Matron? How does she know?
Well, sir, I heard Flashman and Matron talking in her room, and he said he had something to show her, which was the definite article.
That's it. That's it. No more Latin and Greek for you.
Oh, but, sir, I need those subjects in my future career.
You? But you're a perverse, sex-obsessed individual who loves to indulge in bizarre practices. What possible job can you have in mind?
Well, Queen Mother's surgeon, of course.
Get out of here! And did you see that on the sun-drenched island of Madeira, rampaging wrinklies from Britain are creating havoc among the residents, getting drunk, fighting over women, and having wild orgies? You know, the sort of thing you get at your average day centre over here. These OTT OAPs have got their own version of Club 1830. Only in their case, that's the year most of them were born. Needless to say, the Hudlines decided to check this out and disguised itself as a cocktail in a seafront bar called the Purple Truss. You ready for another drink, Luciano?
I haven't finished this one yet.
Haven't finished that one?
Anyway, I don't like this place very much.
You wait, Mush. Come 11 o'clock, there'll be more spare totty in here than you've had chicken vindaloos, mate.
I daren't have chicken vindaloos at my age.
Oi, Manuel Mush, a Pina Wind Carnis and a Sinatogen Sunrise. And two packets of donkey scratchings, please.
Oh, look at that.
Look what? What?
Take a gander over there. Look at that, trying to get up on that bar stool.
Oh, yes. A bit of jailbait if ever I saw one. Can't be a day over 85. I think I'll chatter up.
You what I saw her first, you...
Yes, said... but you lack the elegance, charm and savoir-faire that I possess, don't you? Watch this. Hello, darling. Tell me, do you put it about?
How would you like my handbag across your cake on?
Hello, sophisticate.
Take no notice of him, darling. He is uncouth.
I am.
Permit me to introduce myself. The name's Luciano. I am of Italian extraction.
Yes, his father used to be a dentist in Naples. Hey! I'm very witty with the lines, too, my darling. Can I buy you a drink, by the way? I am Keanu Wormold.
And I am Raquel. I'll have Harvey Wallbanger.
Wouldn't you like a drink first?
Yeah.
Cheeky, cheeky.
What sort of a girl do you think I am?
You take your hand out of my trouser pocket and I'll tell you. No, don't. No, no, don't.
Yeah.
Shut up, Luciano. Get the drinks. There's a good chap.
Oh, next year I'm going to Scarborough.
Here, why is he walking like that?
He is in pain. He spent too long on the beach and got sunburnt.
Well, why doesn't he put something on it?
He asked me to, only I didn't have my reading glasses on. So I couldn't tell the difference between Nivea and Rowjax, you know. You can imagine, can't you?
Yes, I can. That must have been very painful.
Yes, it was, particularly where he got burnt, I tell you. Now he knows who his friends really are.
Here's your drink.
Oh, thank you, Luciano. Wait, Raquel. What's that you've just put in that glass? You're not trying to slip me a Mickey Finn, are you?
No, there's Sterident to put me teeth in.
Giving
me jeep.
Oh, I love it when you talk dirty. I really do. Come to me, my little sex pot, and let her arms entwine.
Lay one finger on her and I'll have to ask you to step outside.
Why?
So I can stay here and have her all to myself.
I haven't had two men fight over me since VE night.
Who won?
We did, you daft wuzzard, didn't you? It was all in the papers.
No, I mean, who won your papers?
Oh, well, now, let me see. There was the 1st Battalion of Fusiliers, a band of the Grenadier Guards, except the piccolo player, he was a bit ginger. There was a crew of HMS...
Raquel, between you and me, I am of the feeling that young Luciano may be a bit of the ginger persuasion himself.
Right, that's
he
it.
Leans towards the Sinatogen, you know.
Aye. I've had enough of you bad-mouthing me in order to bag the best totty for yourself. Put him up!
Pardon?
Your fists. Oh. Put them up. Fight like a man.
No, you're wasting your time, both of you. I'm already spoke for.
That's never stopped me before, girl. Right now, you're going to get it, Mush. You are going to get it.
That is what I am banking on, yes. Look at her. She's got the hots for me.
Well, there is another reason why you're wasting your time, Chunky.
What's that? Explain yourself.
This is a wrinkly gay bar and I'm a transvestite.
What?
My real name is Clint Stallone. Thanks for the drink, boys.
And, of course, Carol Thatcher's about to publish her book, which really tells the truth about life with Maggie and Dennis, eh? Well, there's already talk of it becoming a TV series, so what could it become next? A Western musical? Of course it could.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we present Dulwich Boulevard. Picture the scene. A forlorn, brooding old mansion. And inside, at her dressing table, a forlorn, brooding old ex-prime minister.
Yes. Yes, my comeback's guaranteed. Rejoice, rejoice.
Her faithful retainer, Dennis, waits patiently.
Bring out another crate, please, Shankles.
I was once a much-loved star. How I'd capture all their hearts. I was everyone's favorite pin-up.
Well, she was, if they practiced darts.
Order. When they met me face to face, even heads of state would swoon.
Oh, dear.
I was always their leading lady.
But you jacked it in none too soon.
Oh, that's absolute nonsense, Dennis.
Now, come off it, you little screen goddess, you. You know your fan mail's nothing like it used to be.
Dennis, I'm as big as I ever was. It's our Tory majority that's got smaller.
Oh, dear. Who could put up with it? Find the golf clubs. Where's that gin? It's so hard to keep self-control. She's my own little Norma Desmond. But I'm stuck in this walk-on role.
Dennis! There's a crowd of reporters on the doorstep. At last, it's my big comeback.
Oh, no, listen, you've retired now. They're here to interview Carol about her book, not you.
No, Dennis, my public awaits me. Think of the speeches I can make, the lights, the glamour. Once more and I'll be doing the rounds of the studios.
Oh, God, not again.
I'm ready for my close-up. Mr. Murdoch.
And finally, stop press.
A Glamorgan man has grown the world's heaviest carrot.
But the record for the largest leak remains with the Yorkshire Water Company.
Survey suggests that busy couples should make diary appointments for sex.
Good idea. I always try and make an entry every day, you know.
John Major and Tony Blair have called off their TV debate.
Well, they couldn't agree who should speak for the Tories, you know. Yes.
A woman told the child support agency she couldn't name the father of her baby because she got pregnant after sleeping with all 15 members of a Welsh rugby club.
She says it'll be the last time she goes to a party wearing a sheepskin jacket.
And that's the end of the Stop Press.
I'll be back next week unless Pepsi want to paint me blue. Ta-da for now!
Those were the news headlines starring Roy Hudd, Chris Emmett and June Whitfield with Peter Moss and the Hudliners. The announcer was Richard Clegg. Sketches were by Mike Coleman, Michael Dimes, Jed Parsons, Tony Hare, Peter Hickey, Richard Stoneman and Ben Warden, Dave Lamb, Mark Brissenden, Alex Stepanyuk, Malcolm Neitz and Stephen Sheridan with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional lines by J.A. Sinden, Simon Marsh, John Holland, Paul Matthews and Jim Bond and Roger Minty, Mark Griffiths, Nick Thomas, Gordon Southern, Tim Maloney, Sandra Hardingham, Dave Dixon and Glenn Mitchell, Robert Linford, John Finch, Brian Taylor, Ian Jepson, John Wright and Chris Worth and Todd Davidson, Jim Love, Jenny Goddin, John Edelson and Yvonne Berger, Brian Glover and Ben Alder.